opening application at progressive.com/careers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
60 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
What's created? For NPR News, I'm Jay Price at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines at 3:30. At 3:36, former members of Congress from both parties are sounding the alarm about the legislative's current state of, well, you can only call it dysfunction.
The Constitution intended Congress to be the most important branch of the government, but now it's taken itself out of the game.
Among their concerns, Congress is not exercising its power of the purse or its oversight of the executive branch. Barbie Sprunt will tell us more about that. Then at 3:44, we are going to talk about Christmas ghost stories. Maybe that's not a thing you traditionally associate with Christmas, but Jay Schaefer has some background information for you coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
A special treat for you this evening, following All Things Considered on your KPR1 stations, we will be hearing Welcome Christmas at 7 o'clock tonight, a perennial Christmas favorite from Vocal Essence, one of the world's premier choral groups. A whole hour of traditional carols and new discoveries. Welcome Christmas tonight at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations, followed by Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, join us for This American Life. 60 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Topeka. The time is 3:20.
Been a shortage of air traffic controllers in the U.S. since long before the government shutdown.
During the shutdown, we lost, I don't know, 400 or 500 of our trainees that just sort of gave up during the lapse, even though we kept the school open. I think the thought of not being paid was enough to frighten them away.
What to expect for holiday travel on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., it's morning edition. Your hosts will be Layla Fadel, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 65 degrees in Emporia, 59 in Atchison. It's 3:30.
Points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas City Chiefs announced today that an agreement has been reached to build a domed stadium and a mixed-use entertainment district, as well as a new team headquarters, training facility, and mixed-use development in the state of Kansas. The construction phase of the project is expected to create more than 20,000 jobs and a prediction of $4.4 billion in economic impact in Kansas. The stadium is ultimately expected to bring in over $1 billion in annual impact. The agreement includes two distinct parts. First, a $3 billion stadium in Wyandotte County, scheduled to open at the start of the 2031 NFL season, and a new Chiefs headquarters and training facility in the city of Olathe in Johnson County. The agreement was approved today by the Legislative Coordinating Council with strong bipartisan support. It is said that it will be a public-private partnership between the state and the chief's organization. President Donald Trump has granted Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's request for a major presidential disaster declaration. The declaration is related to damage caused to public infrastructure by severe storms, straight-line winds, and flooding that took place this year in July. 12 counties are included in the disaster declaration: Barton, Comanche, Edwards, Hodgman, Logan, Morris, Ottawa, Rawlins, Saline, Stevens, Sumner, and Wyandotte. An assistant basketball coach at the University of Kansas has been suspended following his DUI arrest. Jay Schaefer has more.
Assistant coach Joe Dooley was arrested Saturday night in Lawrence for allegedly driving under the influence. KU head coach Bill Self issued a statement Sunday saying that Dooley exercised poor judgment and that he'll be suspended for 3 weeks, effective immediately. Self also said Dooley is remorseful, apologetic, and accepts the consequences of his actions. In Lawrence, I'm Jay Schaefer.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, becoming mostly sunny with highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the mid-40s, highs around 70 on Wednesday, and again on Christmas Day. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes...
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.
Frost nipping at your nose.
That story was originally produced for Kay McIntyre's annual holiday program, A Very Merry Prairie Journal. That show is available right now on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. A Very Merry Prairie Journal contains holiday music, winter stories, and various Christmas traditions and conversations, all contributed by KPR staffers. Check it out when you have a moment at the KPR website. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. At 4:01, we'll get you an update of news headlines. At 4:06, political analysts say the president's second term has marked a significant departure from his first term.
It's far more of a revolutionary approach to international order, and the upheaval that he's created is just monumental.
More on Donald Trump's busy year and how he has been reshaping U.S. foreign policy coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Mostly clear skies through the evening, clouding up a bit after midnight. Lows overnight in the upper 30s tomorrow. Patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. At 60 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Stick around for news headlines at 4:01. Low in the upper 30s tonight. Patchy fog after midnight. A little more fog in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high tomorrow in the lower 60s. It's 4 o'clock.
focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Got more details for you on that big Chiefs deal that was announced. Looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are coming to Kansas. Then we will talk about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The Trump administration is not requesting funds to keep that group open. We will take a peek at what NPR thinks are the best songs of 2025, and at just about 15 minutes before 5, we are going to talk about one of the challenges faced by American ballet companies, and it has to do with people don't go to the ballet a lot, but when they do go, they really want to go see the Nutcracker, and this turns out to create some problems. We will talk about that coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
Lows in the upper 30s tonight. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 60s. Lows in the mid 40s tomorrow night. 65 degrees in Emporia. It is 62 in Chanute. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR.
Travel tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Plenty of time to get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news headlines. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering holiday gift ideas. The gift of membership lasts a year, and the gift of Tiger Tail's legacy bricks lasts a lifetime. Information and shopping at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It is 4:30.
And also, quote, "I try not to start fights, but I do finish them." Forbes estimates that after the decision, Elon Musk's net worth is now a record $749 billion. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Stocks closed higher today. The Nasdaq was up 121 points. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Well, it's official. The Kansas City Chiefs will have a new home.
We are announcing an agreement to bring our beloved Kansas City Chiefs right here to Kansas.
That's Governor Laura Kelly during an event in Topeka where she said the Chiefs will get a new $3 billion stadium in Wyandotte County. Kelly stressed the stadium will not be funded with new taxes or money from other services. The project would use a sales tax mechanism known as star bonds that allows sales tax revenue generated by the project to pay off the cost of construction and development of the stadium. In addition, Kelly said the team will build a new headquarters and practice facility in Olathe. The deal does not include incentives for the Kansas City Royals. The baseball team's leaders are also considering a move to Kansas. President Donald Trump has granted Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's request for a major presidential disaster declaration. The declaration is related to damage caused to public infrastructure by severe storms, straight-line winds, and flooding that took place this year from July 17th through 22nd. 12 counties have been included in this disaster declaration. Barton, Comanche, Edwards, Hodgman, Logan, Morris, Ottawa, Rawlins, Saline, Stevens, Sumner, and Wyandotte counties. An assistant basketball coach at the University of Kansas has been suspended following his DUI arrest. Jay Schaefer has more.
Assistant coach Joe Dooley was arrested Saturday night in Lawrence for allegedly driving under the influence. KU head coach Bill Self issued a statement Sunday saying that Dooley exercised poor judgment and that he'll be suspended for 3 weeks, effective immediately. Self also said Dooley is remorseful, apologetic, and accepts the consequences of his actions. In Lawrence, I'm Jay Schaefer.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, we're expecting a low in the mid-40s. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It is 435.
Support for
him to communicate with those folks and really try to invite them back. And because we know that they enjoyed a story ballet, we will try to invite them back for similar kinds of things.
Each winter, these dance companies have to strike a careful balance. They've got to keep visions of Sugar Plum Fairies dancing in audience members' dreams, but not become so reliant on one ballet that they endanger their other work. It's enough to keep any dance company on its toes. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
For many, it marks the beginning of Christmas. Join us for a live broadcast from the historic King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England, where Daniel Hyde conducts his famous choir, which this year premieres a new carol by Rachel Portman. Join with a worldwide congregation to celebrate the holiday, a festival of nine lessons and carols on Christmas Eve from American Public Media.
That is Wednesday. You will hear it at 9 a.m., then a repeat broadcast Wednesday at 7 p.m. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with KPR. Get you an update of news headlines at 5:01 at 5:12. We're going to talk about the U.S. Army, which is retooling in a way and shifting its focus closer to home.
After years of neglect, the United States will restore U.S. military dominance in the Western Hemisphere. We will use it to protect our homeland.
Experts are warning that an overly aggressive approach in Latin America could actually undermine U.S. security and commerce in the region. The full story coming right up on KPR. 65 degrees in Emporia, 59 in Atchison, 61 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
MacFound.org.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 65 seconds. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Emporia, 58 in Topeka. The time is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour at 5:30, an update of news headlines. At 5:44, we have a special presentation. You might have heard it over the weekend as part of a Very Merry Prairie Journal, which you can stream online, have audio on demand. But this is Jay Schaefer's contribution to our annual all-station sort of feature that we put together about holiday traditions or things we wonder about over the holiday. And Jay decided to talk about something odd that he noticed in a very famous Christmas song. That story and a whole lot more coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
A special treat for you this evening, following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations. It's Welcome Christmas, the annual Christmas favorite from Vocal Essence, one of the world's premier choral groups. A whole hour of traditional carols and new discoveries. It's Welcome Christmas, 7 p.m. on your KPR One stations, followed by Classics Live. If you're listening on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 30s tonight. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, then mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR.
But during the lapse, even though we kept the school open, I think the thought of not being paid was enough to frighten them away.
What to expect for holiday travel on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas City Chiefs will jump the state line and come to Kansas. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly said today that the team will build a new $3 billion football stadium in Wyandotte County.
It will be a world-class facility, the envy of professional sports. It will be surrounded by an entertainment district to beat all entertainment districts, hotels and restaurants and bars and more.
In addition, Kelly said the Chiefs will build a headquarters and practice facility in Olathe. The project will be partially funded by a tax mechanism called Star Bonds that allows bonds to help pay for construction, and then sales tax generated by the stadium would be diverted to pay back the loans. Kelly stressed the stadium will not be paid for with new taxes on Kansans or cuts to other services. Leaders in the Kansas legislature approved the deal earlier today. It does not include incentives for the Kansas City Royals. The baseball team is also looking for a new facility. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas said that the Chiefs' move to Kansas is, quote, a loss for the Arrowhead tradition that so many of us in the Chiefs' kingdom hold dear. Missouri, Kansas City, and Jackson County had put together an offer for the NFL team worth more than $1.5 billion to remain in the state, but Lucas said it could not match Kansas's competing offer. Lucas said the tax incentives approved by Kansas lawmakers today far surpassed that Missouri offer, but he expressed some hope that Missouri could still be a backup choice. He said he's working with state and county leaders to ensure that the Kansas City Royals do not follow the Chiefs over the state line. An assistant basketball coach at the University of Kansas has been suspended following an arrest for DUI. Jay Schaefer has more.
Assistant coach Joe Dooley was arrested Saturday night in Lawrence for allegedly driving under the influence. KU head coach Bill Self issued a statement Sunday saying that Dooley exercised poor judgment and that he'll be suspended for 3 weeks, effective immediately. Self also said Dooley is remorseful, apologetic, and accepts the consequences of his actions. In Lawrence, I'm Jay Schaefer.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies through the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. We're expecting a low in the upper 30s. Patchy fog is possible after midnight, and we'll see that continue into the morning hours, but mostly sunny by tomorrow afternoon, highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. Lows in the mid-40s are forecast for tomorrow night, mostly sunny for Wednesday with a high around 70. We could set a record high temperature for Christmas Day, mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 70s. It's 5:35, and this is KPR.
Much, James.
Thanks.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio.
This song has, when I tackle another seemingly dubious Christmas tradition like this one.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Jay Schaefer.
Frost nipping at your nose.
That story was originally produced for Kay McIntyre's annual holiday program, A Very Merry Prairie Journal, available now on demand at kansaspublicradio.org. A Very Merry Prairie Journal contains holiday music, winter stories, and various Christmas traditions and conversations, all contributed by KPR staffers. You can check it out at your leisure on the KPR website. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01. At 6:06, we will talk about the Trump Doctrine. It has been a busy year of foreign policy for this administration. What's changed? What hasn't changed? What has a lot of eyebrows raised? Talk about that with Franco Ordonez coming up. Then we will visit a refugee camp in Darfur. Little heads up, this is a very difficult piece to listen to, but obviously very necessary. But be aware that is coming up in the next half hour on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Partly cloudy skies late tonight with a low in the upper 30s. Patchy fog is possible after midnight. More patchy fog tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Down to the mid-40s tomorrow night. 53 degrees in Lawrence. It is 10 minutes before 6.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.